From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Monetary Fund says the debt-ridden Greece's financial plight is even worse than it first thought as the country heads to Sunday's vote on whether to accept lenders' demands for more austerity in exchange for new bailout loans. Megan Green is chief economist for Manulife Asset Management, speaking from Athens.
The IMF has come out and said what everybody who's been watching Greece knows, which is that Greece absolutely needs debt relief of some sort. But it's also gone and calculated Greece's financing costs over the next couple of years, given its growth forecasts, including what's happened recently over the past couple of days, which will really undermine Greece's growth. So the number's bigger than most people expected, but I don't think it's big enough. It doesn't include a huge pot of money for the banks, which I think Greece desperately needs for bank recapitalization.
IMF on Thursday said Greece's economic growth would be stagnant this year, down from the 2.5% growth it forecast just 3 months ago. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing on Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline for repaying $1.8 billion owed to the International Monetary Fund. Senior Islamic State fighter from Tunisia has been killed in a U.S. drone strike in Syria. He helped raise money for Islamic State militants, oversaw efforts to bring in foreign fighters, and was dubbed the Emir of Suicide Bombers by the U.S. State Department. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed nearly 150 people in attacks in northeastern Nigeria. In the worst attack, officials say 97 people were killed in the town of Kawawa near Lake Chad. In a separate incident, 48 were killed near Monguno. This is VOA News. An appeals court in Afghanistan overturned the death sentence given to four men involved in the brutal mob killing of a woman. Aisha Tanzim has details.
When 27-year-old Farhunda Malikzada was brutally murdered by a mob in March, it led to widespread protests, calls for reform, and an open trial with journalists and cameras in the courtroom. A couple of months later, an appeals court has overturned the verdict in an almost secretive hearing. No journalists, no cameras, not even Farhunda's family were present in the courtroom. Fazal Manan Nuri, the defense attorney of one of the accused, Abdul Bashir, told VOA that three of the men convicted of the murder of Farhunda Malikzada in March were instead given 20-year sentences. Farhunda's family has expressed outrage and her father, Muhammad Nader, has called the ruling unacceptable. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
British oil company BP agreed on Thursday to pay $18.7 billion to settle the damage claims from the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. In an agreement reached with the U.S. Justice Department and five Gulf's U.S. states, BP said it would pay about $1 billion a year over the next 18 years. Pam Bondi is the Attorney General for the state of Florida.
Just 5 years later, a potential ecological and economic tsunami has been avoided because good people all came together and decided it was time to do the right thing.
The blowout, 1.6 kilometers below the surface, set off an explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon oil rig that killed 11 people and burned the rig. Over several weeks, more than 3 million barrels of oil spewed into the Gulf of Mexico before authorities were finally able to cap the well. U.S. federal court law enforcement officials, that is, have found no links among any of the six recent fires at African-American churches in five southern states. U.S. Justice Department on Thursday said two of the fires were started by natural causes and one was due to an electrical fire. Fears that the church fires might have been racially motivated were prompted by the fact that they occurred in the weeks after the killing of nine worshipers at an African-American church in South Carolina. And a study by U.S. scientists has found that media reports of mass killings and school shootings increase the incidence of similar events. The report published in the journal PLOS ONE Thursday finds events of mass violence spread contagiously and that 20-30% of such killings appear to be the result of infection.
That's the latest world news from VOA.